Day four. Too many ideas. It is the hallmark of the highly creative person that you have a grillion ideas all the time. And let me take this moment to remind you that creative is not the same as artistic. Those are two different things. Lots of highly creative people aren't even a little bit artistic. So, you wake up with ideas. You have ideas in the middle of working on other ideas. You have ideas that float through your head and then disappear forever. You have ideas that hang around for years, tapping you on your shoulder. You also have ideas about other people's ideas. So first, I just want you to notice this nonstop flow of creativity. This is not a character defect. This is a blessing. From nothing comes something. From nothing comes an idea. This is how we are created in the image of the divine. We can take nothing and turn it into something. Honor that process. Honor that flow. Just notice it. Notice that your creativity has never abandoned you. Not once. I'm going to say that again. Your creativity has never abandoned you. Creativity has to do with problem solving and new ideas. It's innovative problem solving. And it's one of the things you're here to do. Now, managing the flow of these ideas. This is the part where we need to grow and mature, right? So, stop putting them in notebooks. Notebooks don't help. I love notebooks too, but it's not like you can ever find anything again, right? You've got these stacks of notebooks and heaven only knows what's in there. They're terrible for retrieval, right? We need to capture the flow of your ideas, but we also need to be able to retrieve the ideas. So this is why the Real Life Planner works so effectively, because it's not just recording your ideas, it's recording your whole life. You're using it all day. So everything stays in motion. It stays current. So by the way, that is your Real Life Planner tip for the day, is to be capturing all of your ideas as they bubble up today. Notice not every idea is a mandate. You do not have to take action on every idea, but start to notice how your ideas clump up. Where are you having the same idea over and over again? Where are you having ideas about the same subject or topic over and over again? Those are the sparkly breadcrumbs that are trying to lead you forward. So pay attention to your thoughts, pay attention to your ideas, and your desire to follow those sparkly breadcrumbs. To start to make the path by walking. Now, what to do when you're halfway through an idea and you're getting kind of bored with it and you think maybe another idea would be better? This is where it's helpful to have a coach or a mentor or a group. Somebody to turn to sort of help evaluate where you're at. Because like I said before, not all projects need to be completed. It may be that you get halfway through and feel like, you know what, I'm done. But make the decision. Do not make the decision by default. Don't just let it drop. Don't just stop working on it and then feel bad about it. Or it may be that you just need some more support through that middle, through that groan zone, the part where it's boring. You're over it already. In which case, again, buddy system, some kind of accountability. Or maybe offering yourself a big present, a big prize, a big carrot if you get the tough stuff done, seeing it through to the end. Or maybe you're one of those people who gets almost to the end and then stops. I've done that before. I get from 0 to 99, no problem, but then actually getting the project out the door, actually getting other people involved, actually letting people see it, that can be challenging. So again, get some support. Get some friends together. Ask people to start to share it, just little bits and pieces. So many of you have so many ideas and projects that are crammed into drawers, are locked into closets, are tied up in the basement. You have been kidnappers of your own ideas. But the world needs them. The world needs your ideas. So today, let's honor that flow. Stop trying to judge them and just feel the creative flow of them. You ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine light flowing through us, expressing through us as us, we come to you willing to trust the process. Willing to trust the process of life. We surrender the idea that we are meant to judge our work. We are a terrible judge of our own work. And instead we relax. We enjoy watching our imagination play with ideas. We allow ourselves to be whimsical, serious, musical, furious, perhaps even a bit mad, because we know our madness serves the world. Use us up. When our time on this earth is done, let it not be said that we didn't try. Let it not be said that we sat on our hands. Let it not be said that we let ourselves get stuck or distracted. Rather, let it be said that we were a part of bringing ideas to life for the greater good of all concerned. Amen.